Shalom Aleichem on BR 15:613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Shavuos Daf Vav, Shavuos 6. Pagination is 11. We'll start with Amud Aleph facing us, even though we'll be going really to Amud Beis. I'm looking at the facing page. So that's Hey Amud Beis, 5b, pagination 10, where we're going to talk about colors. Now, there's a famous expression, all I need to know, I learned in kindergarten. And certainly that's referring to the basics of interpersonal relationships, etc. But one would think that if all I need to know, I learned in kindergarten, colors would certainly be something that one learned in kindergarten and you're done. You know, red, white, blue, green, we're good. Our Gemara introduces a whole different level of proficiency regarding the color white. And white comes up particularly regarding tzaras, the skin ailment that came for a spiritual reason. Some people translate it as leprosy, which is certainly an inaccurate translation, but sometimes it was like the best that a person can come up with, that there's a skin ailment that's white that has to be dealt with. We prefer simply translating tzaras with the word tzaras and leaving it at that. In any case, there were different shades of white which counted as tzaras, and if it was fainter than these whites that are being described, then it wasn't tzaras. And when a person found such a condition, they would report it to the Kohen. The Kohen had to be an expert. We see it on the page that we're looking at, Vav Amud Aleph, in the middle. Kol Kohen she'eino baki bohenu v'shmoseihen. If a Kohen was not proficient in these colors and what they were called, where they fell into the hierarchy, eino roes hanegoim, he shouldn't be checking these afflictions and ruling on them. He should be proficient not only in what they look like, but where they fall in the hierarchy. Now, our Gemara tells us a glimpse into the hierarchy. We're on Hey Amud Beis, at the two dots in the middle of the page, quoting from the Mishnah, Maris Negoim Shnayim Shehin Arba, that they're going to be four examples of tzaras. Tanan Hosam, we learnt, Maros Negoim Shnayim Shehin Arba, the Negoim that are going to be viewed by the Kohen, these colors that appear on the skin are too basic, which each one has a tolda, so to speak, a derivative, so there's a total of four. Baheres, that word from the Torah, Aza Kashalik, is very intense, like snow, extremely white. Shinia La, next to it, Kisid HaHechol, like the plaster of the Hechol in the Beis HaMikdash. Se'es, that word, Kitzemer Lavon, is like white wool, which we'll discuss in a moment. Shnia La, and next to it, is Kikrum Beitza, like the shell of an egg. The Rambam in Tumas Tzaras writes, Tzaras or Habasar, the Tzaras that's going to appear on the skin, that the skin in one spot has become so white, and the whiteness is so intense, it's like the shell of an egg, or even more white than the shell of an egg, so that the shell of an egg is the cutoff. But if something is white, fainter than the shell of an egg, ulamata, and moving down, Eina tzaras, that's not tzaras. So we have in our Gemara quoting from the Mishnah, we have snow, plaster, wool, and eggshell. Turning the page to Amud Beis, Vav Amud Beis, we'll just focus on one of these items, just about the middle of the page, at the end of a line, two dots, se'es, ketzemer lavan. There was a description of wool. Maitzemer lavan. What exactly do you mean when you say white wool? Amrav bibi amravasi. Tzemer naki ben yomo. You're talking about a newborn where the wool is very clean. It's licked clean by the mother and it's extremely clean. Shemechavnin bo. And then someone would wrap it to keep it clean. Lemelas, for a very prestigious garment. It should be really pure white. And this is the presentation regarding the color white, just to get it started. As we know, there are different whites, and a Kohen would be proficient as to which white he was looking at. In our time, we're not really focused on the color white, but the same basic principles exist for us regarding the color red. We have that a woman can do a bedika, a check, regarding the laws of Nida, and she gets something that might be blood or might be a form of mucus. And based on the color, we're going to judge where it falls in her becoming tahar, in her process, etc. And we're looking at that color very meticulously to know where it falls. And once again, conceptually, on a very simple level, one might picture the different color codes of red and think, how red is red? That's not the way it's taught from Rebbe to Talmud. We teach it with actual cloths because it has to be the natural color, and the paint colors are not natural colors, and they are actually a bit misleading. They say a story of a person who wanted to become proficient in the color red for the laws of Nida, and he positioned himself outside Reb Moshe Feinstein's study, and on the way in, he would ask people to see the cloth. He would check the cloth, match it up with his color coding, and then the person would go in, get a ruling, and on the way out, the person would ask, so what did the Rosh Yeshiva rule on that color? And he thought he had it all worked out, like he was going to computerize the system before computers were in. But he was going to do that, systematize everything. Until someone took a look at his chart and found that he had made a mistake, and that as the colors got darker, he ruled one way, based on his feedback here, and as they got lighter, he ruled the other way. The same exact color with the same exact serial number, if you will, showed up one time permitted and one time forbidden, and obviously the student was not grasping the topic as much as he thought he was becoming an expert in colors. Be that as it may, there is this concept of being proficient with colors. Of course, in the laws of Nida, besides knowing your colors, there's presentation, there's the way it stained the cloth, the way the liquid spreads in the cloth, whether it leaves a perimeter, how loose is it, how thick is it, and the entire presentation goes into our ruling. It's not simply a color game, but color certainly does play a big role in it. And just as it does in the whites, what shade of white exactly? The shade of red is also a critical factor in its areas of halacha. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.